The National Transportation Safety Board took the unusual step last month of asking the Federal Aviation Administration to investigate the Raven family of companies. A report says Hägglund failed to achieve safety outcomes and launched flights without proper oversight. The company's CEO says the report does not reflect the changes Raven has made in recent months. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
The FAA says it was already looking into the companies before the NTSB issued its request. Still, the board wants a hard look at the airlines, citing 6 accidents over the past 2 years, including 2 fatal crashes in the YK Delta. Bob Hajdukovic is president and CEO of Raven. He says the report is a step behind the company's efforts.
Everything that is requested for in that letter has already happened or is in the process of happening, so it was really... What was the purpose of the letter?
The NTSB says an inadequate risk assessment program may have played a role in the crash that killed 4 people in a Cessna 208 outside St. Mary's in November. The agency says that flight is among many that Hägglund allowed to launch without knowing or addressing some risks. Hajdukovic says since January, the process of deciding whether it's safe to fly was made in tandem with a central control center based in Palmer. Before, flights were released based out of hubs like Bethel or Nome.
I think when you have a local control, there's the potential for making more of an economic risk assessment as opposed to a pure risk assessment. So in other words, that person on the ground in Bethel can be impacted by 300 people in the lobby, 20,000 pounds of mail, and bad weather. So there's always kind of a tension that's there that you don't want to be there when you're truly trying to analyze the risk of the flight.
The NTSB held off on making their recommendation after the operational control center was in place. But after 2 pilots died in a training flight in April, the agency moved ahead. Hajdukovic lists millions of dollars in improvements at Era Aviation, now named Corvus Airlines, which carries flights with 10 or more passengers. He adds that Hägglund is seeking 5-star rating in the Medallion Foundation safety program, which exceeds FAA regulations. In any case, Hajdukovic says that safety is the top priority.
That's not a long-term strategy, is to hurt airplanes or certainly hurt our customers. And so, for us, we're going to look at every opportunity to improve our safety systems. We have humans behind the wheel, and we have customers that can also be a part of our safety system that, they should report that they were in bad weather and they didn't think the pilot should be there. They should report that. They shouldn't be so hungry to get home to their community that they're part of that pressure pot, that pressure cooker.
The FAA says it will formally respond to the NTSB within 90 days, but they report having increased surveillance since 2011 and had a team on site last week. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.